Old Testament reading, as we continue in the story of Joshua, is from Joshua, the first chapter, verses 7 and following. And we're spending a couple weeks on chapter 1 as we sort of lay a foundation for going into the future. And these are the words from Joshua chapter 1, verses 7. These are God's words to Joshua. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it from the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will go with you wherever you go. So Joshua ordered the officers of the people, go through the camp and tell the people, get your supplies ready. 3 days from now, you will cross the Jordan here to go in and take possession of the land the Lord your God is giving you for your own. May the Lord bless his word to hearts and minds this morning. Well, this morning I want to continue with the series of Joshua. First, I want to get started with something a little humorous. I heard about this tightrope walker who did incredible feats in Paris, and he would go and do incredible aerial stunts, and he would put a tightrope across very high places in Paris, and then he would go across it, and then he would go back across blindfolded, and then he'd go back across again, pushing a wheelbarrow. And this American promoter didn't see him, but he heard about him, and so he wrote him a letter, and he said, I don't really believe that you can do it, but I'm willing to offer you a substantial sum of money to go across the Niagara Falls on a tightrope. And so the tightrope walker wrote back, sir, although I've never been to America, I'd love to see the falls, and I'd love to come. So after a lot of promotion, a lot of fanfare and publicity, this tightrope walker came over, and he began on the Canadian side, and he wheeled a wheelbarrow all the way over to the American side, and when he got to the other side, everybody cheered and applauded, and he looked down at the promoter and said, do you believe I could go back again? And the promoter said, sure, you just did it. And he said, no, do you really believe that I could go back again? He said, yeah, sure. And he said, no, do you really believe that I could push this wheelbarrow and this tightrope all the way back? The promoter said, of course, you just did it. He said, good, then get in the wheelbarrow. You know, there's a difference between believing and believing enough to risk your life and to do something important. And so this morning I want to think about believing, and when we believe, we can achieve if we do things that honor God. And so I want to recap for a moment where we were last week, which is we talked about daring to dream. And sometimes when we think about faith and we think about God, we think, well, faith just has to do with church. Faith just has to do with doing things in Sunday school or church or worship. And the truth is that God wants us to honor him with all of our lives, that everything that we do before God is sacred before him. And God has blessed each of us with gifts and talents, and God wants us to dream some great dreams that honor him and serve others. When you think about this story of Joshua, Joshua means God saves. It's Yeshua in the Hebrew. And so Joshua had been with Moses from the start. Joshua had been in slavery with the other Israelites, and Moses came to deliver them. This is a map of, first of all, the Exodus. There's two possible routes. The blue one shows the traditional route of the Exodus. Some people think they took a northern route, but most people think they took this roundabout route, and then they had to wander the wilderness and came back around, and then when they finally were going to cross the Jordan River, they crossed on that second slide you can see there. Just shows you the geographic context. Joshua was with Moses from the start. Some people believe he was the person that Moses rescued from an Egyptian when he was fighting and killed a person. We don't know if that's the truth, but we do know that Joshua was with Moses much of his life. We know that he was there when Moses came and confronted Pharaoh, did the miracles before Pharaoh, the plagues, and then he was there when the people were delivered and allowed to lead Egypt. Joshua was also there when the armies of Pharaoh came after them and trapped them between their armies and the Red Sea, and Moses lifted his staff, and the winds of God blew, and they were able to go across on the dry ground. And then the armies pursued them, and Moses lifted up his staff again, and the waters came crashing down and prevented the armies from getting to them. And then he was there when they came to the Jordan River 40 years before that. And Moses sent in 12 spies to spy out the land, and Joshua was one of those spies. 10 of the spies came back with a good report about the land that was full of abundance and blessing, but there were giants in the land, and they did not believe that they could overcome those giants. Joshua and Caleb, however, came back and said, yes, the land is full of blessing and abundance, just as God has promised. But if God is with us, we can overcome those giants and be victorious, just as God has promised. But the people believed the 10, the negative reports, and so God caused them to wander in the wilderness for 40 years until that generation died off and a new generation was ready to go into promised land. And so now Joshua is the leader. Moses has passed on. He's prayed over Joshua, given him the mantle of leadership and blessing. But now Joshua must do what Moses didn't do. And so when you think about that this morning in our own lives, in our own context, I think God wants us to dream great dreams, to dare to dream. God wants us to dare to follow those dreams. And God wants us to be able to pursue those dreams, even though it takes difficulty and adversity. This is Martin Luther King Jr. weekend, Monday. Tomorrow we celebrate his great life and the things that he accomplished. And it's been some time since he gave that tremendous I Have a Dream speech in Washington, D.C., but when you see it again, you're just stirred by that. And when he did that, it took a great step of faith. There was tremendous adversity against him. He spoke words of justice and equality and rights for everyone, and he was willing to risk his life in order to do that. But if he hadn't stepped forward and shared that dream and had the courage to believe in that, even though it might take a lot of adversity and it even cost him his life, then I don't think that we would be where we are today. And certainly we have a ways to go in working for justice and peace, but without that dream, without sharing that dream, being willing to take a step, then we wouldn't have that. And you and I might not do exactly the same thing, but God has given us challenges and adversities that we must face, and if we're going to accomplish our dreams, then we have to have faith that God will be with us as we go forward. And so the second thing is we have to choose to believe. And sometimes it doesn't just come to us. We want it to come to us just like the dream, but the truth is it takes some effort of our will. It takes our head and our heart working together to trust God to move forward. And so there's Joshua staring at the Jordan River, and he knew how great Moses was. God's word says that there's never been another leader like Moses, and yet Moses wasn't able to take the people across that river and into the promised land. So now Joshua had to do what Moses couldn't do, which was to take the people forward, and that wasn't an easy thing. He had taken a new generation of people into the promised land, but this is the promise that God gave Joshua. In Joshua 1:3 and following, God promised Joshua this, I give you every place where you set your feet. Now that's quite a promise. And remember that promise was given to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. And it was a promise even though the Israelites were in slavery for 400 years in Egypt. But now Joshua is the one to lead the people forward. And Joshua isn't given a battle plan by God. God doesn't sort of give him a step-by-step plan. God doesn't really even give him a map, which would really be nice. And most of us would like a map in life if we were to pursue our dreams. Joshua's only given a command to get the people ready, and so he had to have the faith in order to do that. But this is the promise that God gave him, and it's a tremendous promise, and I think each of us should sort of hold it in our heart. God said this to Joshua, be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. And then he goes on in verse 9 to repeat that. And this sort of succinct promise is just one of the greatest ones in all of Scripture. And it says this, have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Let me read that again. Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Now Joshua had to believe those words, and God probably spoke those words of courage and strength and encouragement because Joshua was afraid. Who wouldn't be? Not only to cross the Jordan River, probably in flood season, but also to face giants in the other land, giants that were bigger than him, cities that were fortified, soldiers that were seasoned, and the Israelites were not in battle. And so Joshua had to be able to command the people, and this is what it says. So Joshua ordered the officers of the people, go through the camp and tell the people, get your supplies ready. 3 days from now you will cross the Jordan here to go in and take possession of the land the Lord your God is giving you as your own. Tremendous words of faith and encouragement, and his challenges were so great. You and I, too, face challenges. Now, we might not be fording rivers, and we may not be facing giants, but there's some times when we feel like we're facing giants in our own life. We might feel like we're facing giants of financial adversity, loss of a loved one. relationship difficulties, whatever it is, it seems like the adversity and challenges that we face are bigger than what our resources and our strength is. And I think we too can have the courage like Joshua to go forward. And sometimes the challenge and adversity is just that we want to make our dreams a reality. Good dreams, dreams that honor God, dreams that serve others, dreams that use the gifts and talents that we have to do good for others. We do that as individuals and as a family and as a family of faith. We aspire to good things. But we really can't accomplish all that without God's blessing. And it's in the new year, and I know Jay and Tamara shared how their family sets goals not only for themselves, but for other members of their family and for their family. And I've always set goals in the new year, but I didn't set goals for Savannah, and I didn't let her, more importantly, set goals for me. So that's a challenge when you let your kids set goals for you, right? So we're in the process of doing that right now, so it'll be interesting. So she's getting a chance to help set some goals for me, and I'm getting a chance to help set some goals for her, but we have to do that and try to do it with the right spirit and know something that's aspiring but attainable, and to stretch ourselves and also to honor days of rest and family time together. But you and I, if we aspire to great things, I think God can bless that. That doesn't mean that we won't face giants. It doesn't mean we won't face adversity and challenge and difficulty. But if we do, if we have faith, then we can do great things. Jesus, in this story in Matthew 21 that Annie read, is powerful. And so Jesus had come to this fig tree. Now, it's important to know the context, because I know a lot of you are probably tree lovers like I am a tree lover. So sometimes when you first read this story, you're taken aback. But the context of this is that people were supposed to leave some of the fruit on the vine. That food on the vine, in this case figs, was supposed to be for people who were wanderers or refugees or people who were certainly just poor and they needed something to eat. And so Jesus came to this tree and its owner had taken all the figs off, not left any for anyone. And so Jesus cursed that fig tree, and the disciples kind of looked at it, but all of a sudden they saw it withered, and they were aghast by that. It says they were amazed, and they said, "How did the fig tree wither so quickly?" And Jesus tells them something that's incredible. He says, "I tell you the truth, if you have faith and do not doubt, not only can you do what was done to the fig tree, but you can also say to this mountain, 'Go throw yourself into the sea,' and it will be done. If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask in prayer." That's a tremendous promise in faith. Now, I know that's not a magic wand. You know, our hearts need to be in tune with God, and I know we can't just pray for anything, and you can't just pray for a lottery ticket. Now, I did, because I never want to limit God. You know, I thought this $1 billion thing would be good. You know, the tithe would be nice for the church, but it might not include everybody else and include all of our faith, but you never know. So you don't want to limit God, but the truth is we can't just sort of pick something out that doesn't really honor God, that isn't true to the gifts and talents that God has given us. But if we dare to follow a dream that honors God and blesses other people and serves other people and use our gifts and talents the way that we should, and God blesses that, then there's nothing that we can't achieve. But we have to be bold enough to believe. That word believe, sometimes we just think that's just like sort of a mental assent, just sort of a mental thing. But the truth is it involves both our head and the heart. And it's difficult for us in the English language to sort of wrap our heads around this thing, because the word that's used for believe is the word for faith. In other words, the Greek has a verb and a noun that's the same. So it's pisteo, which is the verb, and pistis, which is the noun. There's always sort of this controversy in the Bible. How do you translate that? I mean faith is the noun, right? But how do you translate it into a verb? And so it's always, do you translate it believe or do you translate it trust? And one group wants to translate it trust, because that's more of a heart thing. Another group wants to translate it believe, because that's more of a head thing. And the truth is, in the original, it's both together. And we have to struggle with that, but it's believe and trust all together. It's our head and heart all working together, a relationship with God, and all of our sort of mind and heart and strength together, reaching out to aspire to the dreams that God has placed in our heart. Paul faced a lot of challenges in adversity, and he writes to the church in Ephesians some of the most incredible words, great promise. Listen to what Paul says in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 17 through 21 about aspiring to great things and God's ability to make them happen. He says this, "So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and how long and how deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses all knowledge, that you may be filled to the full measure of the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we ask or imagine, according to his power that is work in us To him be glory in the church and in Jesus Christ throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. We read that last thing again. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Jesus Christ throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. I want to close with this true story about Michelle Akers. I don't, any soccer fans out there? You're probably not playing soccer right now, right? But back in 1999, the Women's World Cup Championship team was in competition for the World Cup, and they were about to play the great Chinese team. And one of the people on the team was Michelle Akers. Now, Michelle Akers was not only a great athlete, and you have to be disciplined to be playing soccer. And I love football, and football actually is my favorite sport. And go Steelers, sorry, Cincinnati fans. But in any case, but the truth is, for football, I mean, you just sprint, and most of the time you're not running it. Soccer, I mean, it's just like it never really stops. It's a tremendously aerobic sport. And so she had this challenge of not only facing very high temperatures, the temperatures the day of the championship game were 110 degrees, but she had a physical ailment known as CFID, so it's chronic immune deficiency syndrome, if I have that right, which means she has incredible pain and fatigue beyond which we could even imagine. So she had that in addition to all the discipline she had to have coming into this championship game. And she said that each and every day she just trusted God to help her face these kinds of things. And she said this, "I made it a habit to dedicate each game to a friend or family member by writing his or her name on the ankle tape on my socks. For the final game, I simply wrote Joshua 1:9 on the tape of my sock, which says this, 'Be strong and courageous, do not be terrified, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.'" She went on to say this, "It reminded me that being strong and courageous is not optional. God commands it. If I wimp out or give less than my best, then I'm disobeying God. My courage and strength come from him. If I'm living out God's will and my body is totally thrashed, then even though I might not be getting up on the outside, I'm still standing up triumphant on the inside. This verse is what carried me through much of the World Cup and continues to carry me through life now." Tremendous words. And as she fought in that 110-degree temperature weather and all the agony, she was hit in the head by one of the balls and she collapsed very near the end and had to be carried off the field. But she helped lead the women's team to the World Championship. You and I might not be great soccer players. I know that I am not. But God has given me some gifts and talents that I'm to use for him, for his glory, to aspire to great dreams. And the question for all of us, I think, is what are the dreams that God has given us that we can dare to dream to use our gifts and talents for him as individuals and as a family of faith that stretch us and use our gifts and talents to glorify God and to serve others? And we're to believe together, not just as individuals, but as a family of faith, to do great things that honor him. And if we do that, and Christ's blessing is with us, then we can do great things through Jesus Christ. Will you join me in prayer? Gracious God, as we think about the challenges and adversity of life, we reflect on this tremendous challenge that Joshua and your people faced as they looked over the Jordan River and saw a land that was full of abundance and blessing and yet was full of giants and fortified cities. And so we recall that with your blessing, we can do great things. We pray that you'd instill in our hearts great dreams that honor you and use our gifts and talents for you. Help us to have the courage to believe in our heads and in our hearts and everything that we have to strive to do great things for you as individuals and as families and as a family of faith. May we learn to encourage each other and to inspire one another with the words that you put in our heart and your spirit, which empowers us. We pray all this to the blessing of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.